Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So it's high time we spoke with Christine Fair, assistant professor at the Center for Peace and Security Studies at the Edmund A. Walsh School of Foreign Service at Georgetown University. Christine, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
There is a lot to talk about. I mean, and really, the story in Afghanistan and Pakistan and the United States has been gathering momentum since the attack on the U.S. embassy in Kabul, the death of Burhanuddin Rabbani, the funeral of which was held last week, and then reports this morning that an Afghan gunman killed one American citizen and wounded another in a shooting in what were believed to be CIA offices in Kabul. Last week, what was your reaction when Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, on his way out, testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee, said that Pakistan and the Haqqani network were behind that attack on the U.S. embassy?
My first response was, it's about time he said that so clearly in such a forum.
And what does it mean for the U.S. relationship? I mean, first of all, there's the issue of Pakistan openly supporting attacks on U.S. facilities in Afghanistan. But then there's this alliance with the Haqqani network.
Okay, so this is one of the things that, and we've talked about this, I think, at various points. And I apologize, my dog is in the background. So you'll hear this crazy jingling. That's my dog.
That's all right. One
of the biggest frustrations for people who follow this region has been that there's just been this basic truth that we've been paying the Pakistanis $20 billion. And while they were taking that money, they were still supporting the Afghan Taliban, particularly the most lethal elements in the pro-Taliban network is the Haqqani network. And it's these elements that have been killing our troops, not al-Qaeda. So there has been, within the U.S. government, just a simmering outrage that this is very much the case. And yet we have to pretend in public that Pakistan is our ally. And in fact, they are directly responsible for the losses that we're experiencing in Afghanistan. And so as the United States is trying to figure out its end game in Afghanistan, the tolerance and the willingness to keep kicking this can down the street has really gone to zero. And it's been exasperated, of course, by the Raymond Davis issue, the Osama bin Laden kill capture in Abbottabad. And then you've got Congress, you know, particularly amidst this economic crisis, is really asking, why are we paying these guys anything? So it's the perfect storm that's really resulting in this frustration. What do we do about Pakistan? And the regrettable answer is we don't have a lot of options.
Well, let's listen to Admiral Mike Mullen talking a little bit about the Haqqani network and Pakistan.
With ISI support, Haqqani operatives planned and conducted that truck bomb attack, as well as the assault on our embassy.
So, Christine Fair, down at Georgetown, you don't believe that that represents any discovery on the part of the Pentagon, but does it represent some fundamental new policy of confrontation with the Pakistanis?
That's the real question, because we've known about the ISI Haqqani network. We've known, and we've publicly even said that the Haqqani network with ISI support attacked the Indian embassy in Kabul, as well as other attacks. This is the first time, however, that Mullen said so precisely and so clearly, Haqqani network, arm of the ISI, is behind attacking us. To my knowledge, this is the first time that he has said this so explicitly. But everyone has known this. I mean, this is not a revelation. What was new is that we're going to put this out publicly, and so I think this is going to augur a greater public confrontation with Pakistan. Now, what's notable in particular about Mullen is that he had a very personal relationship with Army Chief Kiani, who was previously the head of the ISI. I mean, he had something like 30 to 40 meetings with him. I mean, he had this personal rapport. And so that Mullen came out and said these things so clearly, despite his personal beliefs about Kiani, it's really astonishing. And Kiani was quite taken aback as well, because Kiani had, you know, with some degree of confidence, thought that he had cultivated Mullen. So I think that we are going to see more of this confrontation. But the real question, though, is what are we going to do about Pakistan?
Well, let's get into the question of this Haqqani network, in a sense. Christine Fair, they're commenting on what are the implications between the U.S. and Pakistan as a result of these revelations, at least to us, not necessarily a revelation to her. To talk about the Haqqani network allied with the ISI, it sounds very cloak and dagger, but is there a way for you to give us some tangible sense of who these folks actually are and how they operate and how much infrastructure they have?
Well, okay, and this is where the history gets a bit complicated. I'll try to be really brief. Jalaluddin Haqqani, he came into prominence during the Afghan Jihad when the U.S., working with Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, raised these mujahideen to repel the Soviets from Afghanistan. Haqqani was always an interesting guy. He forged very early relations with the Arabs, and this is kind of code word for al-Qaeda, right, when you talk about relations with the Arabs. So Haqqani had been, for lack of a better word, an ally of the United States during the Soviet, the anti-Soviet jihad. Once that effort ended with the demise of the Soviet Union, Haqqani didn't just, go back to being a cowherder. He continued to build his Arab mujahideen network. He has very strong links to Dubai. He's always had strong links to Osama bin Laden. And so you think about Haqqani as being this force multiplier for the Taliban. Now, interestingly enough, Jalaluddin Haqqani, the leader of the Haqqani network, has not always been tightly allied to the Afghan Taliban. They're independent elements. Sometimes he gets along with Mullah Omar, sometimes he doesn't. They have their own end game, and they have their own objectives. So the Haqqani network, led by Jalaluddin Haqqani, now, of course, he's an old guy now, right? So what's interesting about Jalaluddin, he's sort of regarded as the soldier saint. His son is simply regarded as a savage. His son has none of the religious cachet that his father had. His son is just an outright entrepreneur of violence. Does that put this into some context?
Well, context, and also it's a heartbreaker in the sense that more than 30 years after the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, the U.S. is still dealing with characters who were cultivated by the U.S. support for the Mujahideen, who become then, avowed enemies of the United States, bin Laden being one of them, and Jalaluddin Haqqani being yet another. Christine Fair, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Christine Fair, assistant professor at the Center for Peace and Security Studies at the Edmund A. Walsh School of Foreign Service at Georgetown University.